Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. I'm very glad to see that I've already had a couple of people plugged into the chat room. I am waiting for my first call. It is great to be back. Let's see what we have on the agenda tonight. How do I make this music play? I'm not 100% sure. I'm not hearing. Can anybody hear me? If you're in the chat room and you can hear me, let me know. I'm not 100% sure what's happening. I don't know. Something's not right. There we go. That's the new introduction. A Dream of the Blues. And you're talking to Norm at Night. Hopefully. That a lot. And I'd like to see what we can do about this. How long is it going to play? Yeah, well, that's long enough. That does shut it off. They got everything changed on me here, and I'm not a. I'm good now, and we're flying along. We're going to talk about a bunch of things. You can either come to the chat room and give me some chat talk, or you can call in at 347-945-6713. That is the call-in number for the Norm at Night Show. And tonight we're going to talk about Bibi Netanyahu and his speech. We're going to talk about the Ferguson Report on discrimination by the police department. We're going to talk about the Hillary emails. And we're going to talk, I hope, about Bernie Sanders. If you want to join in the conversation rather than just listen to me, maybe you should dial in. Again, 347-945-6713, and I'll be glad to talk with you. It's really no fun. To talk by myself, I'm sorry, that was rude. You know, I'm not the professional type host here. You know, I'm drinking a soda while I'm on the air, and I can't talk and drink at the same time. But that's just, well, I'm just your run-of-the-mill, sit-around school teacher kind of guy who is just doing this because it's fun. I really would like, however, if I can, to try to get some of the money back. But we'll develop that as the time goes on, a little crowdsourcing to help me pay for the cost of the equipment and, of course, the fees to Block Talk Radio. Yeah, back in the day, it used to be free, but it's not anymore. It's not horribly expensive, but it is a drain on my budget, and I am not in a paying job right now, so, well, oh gosh, that wasn't the coffee, that was my teeth, but that's okay. They're back in place now. So, any one of those four things are topics for tonight that you would like to call in about, just dial us up, 347-945-6713. There's no order to them, and if you want to talk about BB and his speech, give me a call. If you want to talk about the Ferguson reports, give me a call. If you want to talk about Hillary and her private emails, give me a call. And, of course, Bernie Sanders. Let's start with BB. A very cheap idea that the Speaker of the House had, calling BB to address the Congress and embarrass the President because of the President's position with Iran. BB wants a war, and I guess so does John Boehner. And they like to pretend that the president himself doesn't like war. Well, let's look at the past 8 years. The president likes war just fine. I guess when he stopped being a Illinois state senator, all of a sudden his opposition to the war just sort of disappeared because he just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing the number of different places we're fighting. He wants us to fight in Iraq against ISIS. He wants us to fight in Syria against Assad, the big mess in Libya, the big mess in Egypt, the Ukraine, the Russians trying to put the empire back together. Sometimes I think the president is lacking a sense of history. But on this one, I'm absolutely 100% with him in his dealing with Iran and glad that I voted for him twice. I don't know where Mr. Netanyahu thinks we're going to get the soldiers to invade Iran. Or just maybe we should drop a nuke on them. Oh, wouldn't that be? Oh, so you want a nuclear weapon? Well, we're not going to let you have them. No, we'll just drop a nuke on you. And then everything will stop. I just don't know where these guys are coming from. Maybe Mr. Netanyahu could come up with a creative kind of solution to the problem. Maybe Mr. Netanyahu could offer to abolish Israel's nuclear armaments if Iran stops making a nuclear arm. Mr. Netanyahu says if Iran gets a bomb, they're going to drop it on Israel. Well, you know what? The Israelis got a bomb. Why shouldn't the Iranians think that they're not going to drop it on Iran? Somebody answer that question for me. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. And let us know what you think about the talks that are going on with Iran and President Obama's path in this area. I mean, the real important thing that is showing up here is that sometimes the Israelis and the Americans, our national interests may conflict. And what are we supposed to do? Just drop everything and do whatever Mr. Netanyahu wants to do? Oh, I so hope he loses that election next week. I so hope he loses that election. And I so hope it's over his speech that he comes. They boo the United States president and call him a liar when he addresses joint sessions. And for Mr. Netanyahu, they rise to their feet, I don't know, 50 times or something. Listen to the speech when you can. It was a very dangerous thing. Let's get some feedback here on what's going on. 347-945-6713. I want to know what you think about Mr. Netanyahu and what you think about the Speaker of the House trying to embarrass the President of the United States by inviting this particular foreign leader here to address the Congress. Another drink of soda. When the can starts to get low, you got to throw your father back, and it takes a little longer to drink it. So I think it's quite clear that I don't believe Mr. Netanyahu should have come and made that speech. If I was the president of the United States, I would call my ambassador back from Israel for at least until the election is over to show my displeasure at what happened and how that tended to embarrass me. Well, and if it didn't embarrass President Obama, it should have, and he should be mad as hell about it. I'm tired of Mr. Boehner, tired of him. He's got the backbone of a jellyfish. And they don't have backbone, in case any of you have forgotten Biology 101 from college or second year high school. Anyway, so I was very upset about what are you looking for? Ticket for, hold on a second.
I'll take care of her ticket.
Oh, I don't know. It's in that thing somewhere there. I'll talk to her tomorrow about it. I'm in the middle of this show here. You know, well, right now, nobody's calling in yet, but they're listening. It's not funny. People listen to Norm at Night. Somebody call me, please. Anyway, right now I'm looking for a series of parking tickets that were charged to me because, well, this car is registered in my name, of course. I am back. I'm using a cell phone connection tonight, and of course, I did not. Well, I pressed the wrong button. Why should I lie? Hey, guest 3641. Thanks for coming on to this show. Why don't you tell us what you think about Bibi Netanyahu's speech? Because that's where we left off, talking about the Israeli Prime Minister and Mr. Boehner inviting him to speak to the Congress to embarrass the president in the middle of an important negotiation, which may have stern consequences for us all. 3641, what do you think? Were you in favor or opposed to the speaker's action and Mr. Netanyahu coming to speak to the Congress? I was opposed. We all know that. Very, very opposed. Joe Scarborough, I thought, was opposed to it, and then after it happened, all of a sudden he's all for it. And he and Mika Brzezinski really went at it. Out on the radio the other day. I was, or from this morning, actually, on Morning Joe. I'm watching it again regularly and trying to boost the ratings because I understand they're in trouble. They've gone from first to third in the ratings war. I think it's because Megan and Joe got too chummy. And, but that's a whole nother issue for another show. I have been tweeting away about the issue, and I hope to do some more. If you want to follow me, it's, my Twitter feed is at N Constantine, that little at sign, and then N Constantine, that's my Twitter name. You can friend me on Facebook if you like. Just let me know it's because you're listening to Norm at Night so that I know exactly who you are. And but anyway, as long as we're talking about the Middle East and negotiations, and let's talk about Hillary Clinton. I'm absolutely convinced that I don't want her to be president now. And I used to be in love with the woman, as far as it being a political candidate. She's never seemed very attractive to me. But Hillary, I really wanted her to win the nomination 8 years ago. I really wonder what the world would look like if she had. The other thing I wonder about is if the president had tried to force single-pay health care through the Senate after Nancy, the battler Pelosi, got it through the House of Representatives, whether or not it would have been successful. Now it's not even clear that this Republican plan compromise is going to do anything about it. Come on, 3641, chat away. Excuse me, I see you there hiding in the chat room, but I'm not getting any, I'm not getting any input or feedback from you. Anybody else out there that wants to come into the chat room, we'll be glad to chat away. But anyway, Hillary and her emails. I think it's horrendous that the Secretary of State used a private email address to conduct the business of the United States. But you are the Secretary of State. You are the Secretary of State. There should be an email address, secretaryofstate.gov, or at secretaryofstate.gov. But it should be clearly the Secretary, and whoever is the current Secretary of State conducts all of their email over that account. That gives us credibility. It also gives us accountability and tends to shine the light over government. Oh, no. 3641 is logged out. Oh, maybe he's going to call. I would appreciate that. 347-945-6713. It's really hard to talk to yourself for an hour, but I've been accused of it before, so I'm going to keep trying to do it. It's really fun to be back here. But so what do you think about Hillary Clinton and her own private email accounts? I mean, the real thing that makes me a little bit nervous is how much easier it must be to get into private email account as opposed to one that the government itself sets up for you and encrypts and all that other kind of good stuff. Because Hillary doesn't want people to know what she's saying. I guess the reason for that is these men and women who occupy these places, maybe they routinely break the law or think the law does not apply to them. If that is the case, I would be really distressed. And excuse me, I ate a piece of broccoli. I couldn't resist. Actually, it was asparagus. Still no callers on my call board. 347-945-6713. The left-handed Rush Limbaugh. Some people have referred to me as that. But we have a class problem in the United. But anyway, there I'm rambling again. Hillary Clinton, she is yesterday. I hope to God the Democrats don't try to nominate her. We need a change. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a Clinton running against a Bush? Oh, Lord, help us. We'd be trying to go back to 1992. It would be horrible. Let's see. 88 to 92, a Bush president. 92 to 96, a Clinton. 96 to 2000, a Clinton. 2001 to 2004, a Bush, 4 to 8, another Bush. Finally, we do get something new. We get a Obama, and it was with high hopes. Hold on a second. Oh, anyway, I just got my other phone. Somebody just wanted me to participate in the survey. That might have been fun to do over the air. I would have actually liked that. But anyway, everybody's logging in and logging out. Nobody's staying around. Well, excuse me. about halfway through the show. And how do you feel about Hillary's emails? 347-945-6713. That's the number to call, and we can either agree or argue with me. Very interesting thing happened in Ferguson today. The report by the federal government or the Department of Justice over how people in Ferguson were treated by the police department found the police department to be just a giant violator of people's rights. Yet, in the particular instance that sparked the whole thing, there was no the police officer, at least according to the Department of Justice, acted in the way that he had to act. There was no way to argue with the subjective notion that he felt his life was endangered. That's a tough one. So what do you think about the everything that happened in Ferguson? The policeman doesn't get invited. The town gets torn apart by riots, and now it's a horrible place to live because the police give more tickets to black people than they do to white people. It's outside of the proportion of the percentage of populations. 70% or 67% of the city is black. They get 85% of the tickets. Their fines, you know, double and triple and all that other kind of stuff. Well, you know what? So do mine. Because I'm not very good at paying my tickets on time either. I don't know if that's the situation, but I think we need to hold our breath a bit and take a look at what's going on in a closer deal. How do police treat... Well, I think we need to talk about how police treat us all, not just black people. The big issue that's come out of this whole thing is finally we're facing up to the idea that our police departments are militarized. They're like armies. They're no longer police departments. We have martial law on the streets. You know, SWAT teams that look like SS troopers pour out of trucks with automatic weapons and charge in buildings. You know, because there's a domestic disturbance going on. I had a SWAT team on the roof of my house one time, well, a long time ago, because the person behind me was, quote, being harassed by her ex-husband who was holding her at gunpoint. They destroyed my roof. And my roof was supposedly so old that I couldn't get any compensation for what they did to it. Well, at least I went and got myself a new roof. I should be happy. So what do you think about what's going on in Ferguson? What do you think about the federal government's report? Have you ever had a fine doubled and tripled on something? You know, like because you forgot to pay it or just overlooked going to court or didn't think it was important or just parked wherever you wanted, did whatever you wanted. 347-945-6713 is the number. I'm willing to listen to anybody and anything. I love intellectual discussions about these things. Well, I haven't had a caller yet tonight. I'm waiting for my West Coast caller, but we got about 20 minutes left. So, let's see. We did Beebe. We did Ferguson. We did Hillary's emails, and finally Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has officially become my candidate for president. He is the only one that understands, in my view, and appreciates the vast class differences that exist in the United States of America. You know, everybody talks about the middle class this. We don't have a middle class. We never really had a middle class. Class society in the United States is such that if you're a working person, you're a pencil eraser away from being homeless. Even and with the only protection the workers seem to have in this country was the unions. And now it's just more and more and more of the same. Less and less union workers every single day. And let's just think, let's just get everything clear. I was a United Steel worker, so I want my biases to be clear. I am very pro-union. And I'm very much in favor of redistributions of wealth so that 1% of the country doesn't control 90% of the wealth of the country. There is something wrong with that. We cannot live in wage slavery. And that's exactly what we're doing now. Yes, wage slavery. I do believe that. Some of the ideas of Bernie that I really like, well, the first one is the idea of free tuition. At public universities. I think that's a magnificent idea. Because if tuition was free, that would remove the need for scholarships. There would be no need for giant athletic programs because tuition would be free. All those athletes could go to school instead of having to play football or basketball or baseball or whatever ball they play in order to be able to pay for school. And nobody would have student debt. That would be a great thing also. So just on that alone, I think everybody out there should give a thought to voting for Bernie Sanders. If he runs as I don't care what he runs as. I'm voting for him. And I also would like to actually work on his campaign. I'll make it clear right now. The Norm at Night Show formally endorses Bernie Sanders to be president of the United States. I'm voting for him whether he runs or not. He hasn't announced yet. But I will vote for Bernie. The only place where I need to think about this some more. I like the idea of free trade. As long as it's free. And because we're now in the internet age where everybody could, if they wish, become a free trader. Now that the playing field has been leveled, as Tom Friedman would say, and the world is flat, everybody can play in the game, and everybody should. And that is another way to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor. Some other things I'd like Bernie to come out for, free Wi-Fi. Wire the whole nation with free Wi-Fi. That would just be spectacular stuff. and I would like that a lot. That would be a real legacy that President Obama could have left us. Instead, he leaves us a Republican health care plan. He leaves us wars on three continents. He doesn't stand up to anybody, really. Mr. Putin has shown himself to be, I believe, smarter than the president. But that remains to be seen. We'll let the president do his own foreign policy. That's his constitutional right and responsibility. Mr. Boehner needs to just pipe down. I mean, it would have been like when Roosevelt was trying to find a way to help the British against the Germans and the Italians. The Congress inviting Hitler to address a joint session. That's what this is like. Oh, God. I know I should not have mentioned Netanyahu and Hitler in the same sentence. And I by no means think that Benjamin Netanyahu is an equivalent to Adolf Hitler. But it was just to make a point at how stunning this thing that Mr. Boehner did. It's just, there's no real way to explain it or think about it. Okay, we're in the last third of the show. So what do you think about free trade? What do you think about the Secretary of State or any government official using private emails to conduct government business? How do you think the Ferguson report squares up with the reality of what's going on in Ferguson? And finally, why was Benjamin Netanyahu invited here? Is there any other reason besides the desire to embarrass the President of the United States, and frankly, to weaken him in these talks with Iran? Do you think there's going to be a war? I mean, how many more wars can we fight as a nation? You know, how many of you warmongers are veterans? You know, I was at a wedding over the weekend, and I talked with a guy who spent 4 years in Vietnam, and it was pretty awful. And anybody who thinks war is glorious and something we have to do to preserve our freedom and preserve the freedom of Israel. It just does not seem worth it to me. What you put your soldiers through, how the world hates you. Nobody is attacking us. Nobody is going to attack us. And what goes on in the Middle East is not, well, I don't, we'll just drop it there. If you got something you want to say and you want to fight with me, why don't you come to 347-945-6713, and I'll be more than happy to have it out with you. But nobody will call me. I admit this is the first week back, but I thought that we might get a call. I really would have liked a call, because it's no fun to simply pontificate, which, when you're alone, is actually what you're doing. 347-945-6713. That's the number. That's your forum. That's your chance to try to put me in my place. I relish the challenge. I want all my righty friends to give me a call and try to do it. We got about 17 minutes left. Somebody, I hope you're going to still hear me. What I have to do is let me try to drum up some support on Facebook here. I'm not 100% sure how we do this. Or if there's anything else you want to talk about, something that I haven't, by all means, come and talk about it. I would love to. I'm on live on Norm at night. Call in. You know, the number is 347-945-6713. For the last 15 minutes, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything, including, what was that? There we go. I got it back into my ear. All you people who like the photos I've tagged in, why don't you give me a call? My friend miscalled. Well, it was so good to get your to get your friend request. I really do appreciate that. Let me go back to my studio. Still, nobody calling in. I thought for sure I'd get my West Coast buddy back. Oh, my Lord. I put flavored coffee in my coffee maker. Oh, is that horrible? The French vanilla does not taste like real coffee. Now I'm going to have to put the coffee maker through the dishwasher. I don't know. I'm probably too lazy for that. If I run enough regular coffee through it, I guess that French vanilla taste will go away. Of course, I'm too cheap to throw it away. Come on, hey, 3858, why don't you just give us a call rather than log in? 347-945-6713. I'm lonely. I want somebody to fight with for the last 13 minutes of the show. 13 and a half minutes. That would be wonderful. I really would like a person to call in. Or if anybody has a job for me, you can always call in too. Right now, I'm trying to figure out what to do, but I have some posse. Here comes a call. Looks like it's from California. Hey, you're out with Norm at night. We're back on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Things have settled down. You know, I'm doing much better. I had a little trouble with my sister's passing, but, you know, we're all right.
Oh, well, yeah, I've been there. I know it took me quite a long time.
Right, she was just so young.
Well, of course. Yeah, I know Dawn was in her 30s and two young kids.
Was she really that young? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So my nephew, I just got banned from Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, it's amazing. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, I see pictures from time to time, and I'm like, that's what I remember, yeah.
Oh,
I would never want to be near that again.
You know, we stay down.
I'm not in good shape. I've got, bronchitis.
You got a cold?
Upper chest. There's two things. One is the upper chest, the bronchitis is there. And the other is a sinus infection, which has been really awful.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
So
I had the bronchitis.
You know.
I had the bronchitis in January.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that
is
really
my third
debilitating.
It didn't go as bad. I mean, in the past, I've actually had bronchial pneumonia, you know. I mean, it was...
Oh, gosh, I never got to that point.
But this one, it's more or less stayed in the upper chest, and the sinuses are what are real. I mean, they just don't want to go, I mean, clear up. So I really tried to avoid antibiotics, and we're 2.5 weeks into it now, so I'm thinking, I probably have to do that. So.
As long as you're not doing it, you know, steadily for years.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last time I had it was quite a long time.
So what did you think of BB's speech?
Well, I only caught little bits of it. I didn't have to sit and watch it, you know. I don't. It wasn't
you think
much
they should have let him do it?
He did one in the 1980s. Wasn't it nearly identical, I guess, from what I heard?
Yeah, but the president invited him for that one.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, you know, it's his, you know, I mean, this is his political thing. Yeah, as president, I'm sure Obama expressed whatever feelings he has about it. But yeah,
I would have set up a firestorm.
I
would have called him. Go ahead.
I would, you know, I mean, if I were president, Obama or not, liberal, conservative or not, it's just a matter of you're coming to my country, interfering with our political system to advance your political ambition. And I would just blurt it right out and say, that's why you're here, buddy, you know. And if you don't like it, tough shit.
And I would go a step farther than that. I would have not broken off diplomatic relations.
Well, no.
But I would have called the ambassador home.
But you would need to, I wouldn't. I've never been good with those types of arrangements, you know, where you fire ambassador or you know, cut up diplomatic relations. It's like, it doesn't make any sense at all. You know, the old...
Well, no, that's why I would bring the top guy home. You're not worth a top official.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still people here. You've got the UN and what have you, and, you know. I think the UN just passed something. It was an Arab-sponsored bill in the United Nations asking the Israelis to sign the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty.
Yeah, they're going to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, that's like a joke. I mean, that's like putting a whoopee cushion under them.
So what do you think of Hillary and her emails?
Oh God, I know that she's, you know, the really nasty stuff isn't going to hit till next year, but I think, you know, as far as the Republicans go, she's the target. Obama is out of the picture as far as I'm concerned, you know. But if you want to get rid of this warmongering neocon and not let her be president, you've got to attack. And now's the time to start, you know. You can do the sleazy stuff later, you know. I don't want the woman anywhere near the White House. I'm sorry.
What about her buddy?
Her buddy?
Elizabeth Warren.
I could deal with her a lot better, but, you know.
So could I.
You know, there's a lot. I mean, but there's a lot of inexperience there, too, particularly, you know, global matters and foreign policy. You know, I think she's got banking down, and I think she understands the financial structure of our country. I like that. Everyone likes that, of course, you know. But then Rand Paul, he could end up doing the very same thing.
Well, you know, I actually, as things are squaring up, I can vote for Rand Paul.
Yeah, he, unfortunately...
Unless he ran against Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders.
Oh, well, Bernie, yeah, you know. Well, I said I would never vote for a Democrat or a Republican again. And I've more or less kept that for quite a few years now, so... So I guess Bernie is about all I've got left. Him and Lieberman. Oh God.
And
yeah.
What about the Ferguson report? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's that entire affair is here's the thing, you know, you have these minor, and they are minor incidents. I mean, a guy did get killed, okay, but in the larger scale of things, this was politicized. The White House got involved. Holder, you know, and you see Holder running, as soon as Sharpton shows up at an event, then... Holder's like, you know, I'm coming, baby, I'm coming, you know, and there you go. So, I mean, we discussed the Trayvon Martin thing to death, and I think it's
unfortunate.
You know,
they say MSNBC is getting set up with Al.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. He's on his way out.
He can't read the teleprompter.
Have you seen him lately?
Yes.
That's not weight loss, dude. I mean, it's weight loss, but that's not exercise. You don't drop, like, what was he, 120-some pounds or something? For Christ's sake.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. He's got something going on. But he's, you know, you don't lose weight like that. And it's weird because his head is oversized. And it just,
yes, he looks like a bobblehead.
Yeah, he's very freakish looking, you know. And I understand now that the state of New York is on his case. And even the IRS is saying, hey, maybe we better
look. He hasn't paid any of the judgments.
Yeah, yeah. So he owes money to a whole lot of people. So, you know, it looks like they're going to be on him. He needs to be shut down. He's a charlatan. He's a pimp. That's all he is, a race pimp.
I used to like his show, but he apologizes for everything.
Well, he has to. They probably have a censor sitting right there waving a finger at him. No, 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 say you're sorry. No, no, no. You know,
what I mean is, you know, I have never heard him criticize the president.
Oh, no, he wouldn't, of course.
And then the other contradiction I got a big charge out of was, a black person is three times as likely to get tasered as a white person.
Oh, okay.
The cop that uses taser. What?
Well, I know a lot of statistics have come out recently, you know, mostly supportive of police and all that. Now, you know, it's unfortunate that the Brown thing in Ferguson, you know, could have been a decent case to pursue that topic, but the guy is a thug. You know, I mean, he was robbing a store the very same day. You know, so it's not exactly a great argument at that point. Now the Larry Gardner thing in New York, that's another story entirely. You know, because if you tell me, you know, if I'm on the street selling a Lucy cigarette for 50 cents and you're going to bust me to collect the 10 or 12 cents tax on that cigarette, think about it. You killed a man for 12 freaking cents.
Yeah, but the man, you're right. But the man didn't have to resist arrest either.
Yeah, well.
I mean, for 12 cents, you're going to resist arrest?
That's true too. But, you know, I mean, the guy had been out, he'd been on that street corner and in that neighborhood doing these little petty crimes for years and years and years.
Right.
Anyway,
you're not feeling well. We're leaving that alone because we only got 35 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
And thanks for calling in, and we'll be on next week, Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's it. Oh, right. You know, I'm so out of it. I had just gone on Facebook, scrolled down, and I saw the thing there, and I said, oh, it's Monday. Norm's on. Well, of course, it's not Monday, but...
No, it is. And we are definitely on the air, and I'm back, and I got some plans on monetizing, and I'm going to start introducing those over the next few weeks.
Okay, so you'll be on then at 6 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Eastern Time
on Wednesday. 6 o'clock
on
the coast.
Okay, I will mark that down.
That's right, it's still daylight out there, isn't it? Or just about the sun going
down.
Oh,
yeah, it just got dark within the last 15, 20 minutes, you know. Oh, I've decided this is very important. I've decided that the word white is offensive. I don't ever want to be called white. I don't want to ever be called a white person or a white guy ever again.
What do you want to be called?
A Eurocentric Tarzanian.
Okay, a Eurocentric Tarzanian. You got it. We're still recording here, and this will be on the downloadable blog, but we are no longer live on the air, but still I am hanging up.
Okay, dude.
Yeah,
and
we'll talk to you soon. I hope you feel better. Norm at Night is done tonight.
Yeah, I'm going
with
back
a little music.
My Robitussin here, and you know, I made chicken wings, you know, buffalo wings, right? They weren't hot enough for me, Frank's hot sauce. I had to put sriracha all over them just so I could taste something.
Jeez.
Oh, I'll tell you, that's something. It actually helped find it. Anyway, take care. Good night.
All right, we're out of here. Bye-bye.